about 12:30. Just got a text message saying that they wanted me to take it in charge. If I couldn't be in charge, there probably wouldn't be a game. I got here and John was there and he had got the same text message. And I said, look, John, you're the manager. I'm not that sort of person. I don't want to get involved in anything. And he said, no. And he said, I've come to an agreement. I just spoke to Mr. Laddock on the phone and he's sending me an email. And if that's things, you're going to be in charge. I said, look, you know, don't. He said, no, I've come to an agreement. And then he came back and I think it was about 10 to 2, 5 to 2. He just said to me, that's the team that I've picked. And but we didn't have any subs. And then one of the lads got injured in the warm-up as well. So the only other sub we had was the sub goalie. So there wasn't any tactical expertise out there. It was just, you know, like it and lump it. And, you know, we couldn't score a goal. And in a million years, we just don't even look like scoring. So you're never going to win a football match if you don't shoot and you don't score. They're just not good enough, some of the players. You know, as simple as that, you can't argue with it. And just, I don't know, on Tuesday, we're the lad that played, come on a sub, he was at Cambridge United when they won the playoffs and he ain't played for a couple of years. He just played Sunday football. So he'll get a full 90 minutes in the middle of the park on Tuesday. And then I'll have a word with the other powers that be if we can bring one or two others in, but we need about 7 or 8, to be honest with you. I mean, let's be fair about it. Our best two players this year have been Ed and Ben. They're both let go. Potentially, our best other players are Omar and Jamie. They're not playing. Was injured before the game. So, you know, you've got probably your five best players, and don't forget, we're bottom of the league anyway, on merit. So we've lost our best five players. So you're not going to win many football matches, are you? You know, I just felt sorry for the few supporters that turned up, and players are running up to me and saying, "I'm not on the list." Some players are getting paid, and some are not. I've heard about three of them have put in 14 days' notice. I don't know what the situation with the club is. I think you can put in 14 days' notice, but you still got to prove why you can go. And we let Ed and Ben go because the powers that be said that they could go. I suppose to save on the budget, etc., etc. But we're pretty soon, I think we're going to have to either put an SOS out or do a link with that Tresham College or something to get to field teams, because we're not. I mean, the worst part is that if whoever takes over, whether it be me or anybody else as manager, how are you going to get any players in? Because they're going to say, well, the other players never got paid. Why am I going to be any different, you know?
And your position, have you been told you've got a job going forward?
I was just asked to do today. Mm. I mean, I'm one of the people, I haven't even been paid for July. I've only been paid half my money for July. I was full-time here, and I was running around doing everyone's job and everything, and I still owed money from that, and I haven't been paid for August at all.
So, Alan, you must be able to sympathise with the players then who are saying, we've not been paid, you're not going to see a great performance from them, they might want to leave.
But that's... I don't really wash with that. I mean, the performance is not, you know, once you're out on the football pitch, you're footballers, you know what I mean? I just don't think they're good enough. That's the be-all and end-all. It's not, I don't think it's anything, you know, obviously it don't help, you know, when you're playing other teams and everything, when people haven't get paid, but that's not an excuse when you cross the white line. You're still footballers, and they're not, a lot of them are not good enough, simple as that. And I was involved in signing some of them, you know what I mean, the ones that were full-time, and a lot of them have been very disappointing, You know, and the thing is, you know, I'm not going to knock what John done, because John is a good coach, do you know what I mean? But his style of play is not what I like or what most people like, but the thing is that the lads are moaning they wanted to play football, right? They had carte blanche to play football today. They didn't do it very well, did they? Do you know what I mean? The thing is, at the end of the day, they made a mistake by going full-time. We should have gone part-time. It's easy in hindsight to say that, but we should have stayed part-time, because all you get when you're full-time is kids. And we've got kids and we're playing in the men's league. That's why we're doing so badly.